A Pittsburgh Pirates rookie named Gift Ngope this week became the first African-born player to appear in a Major League Baseball game. On Wednesday, the 27-year-old South African stepped up to the plate in a game against the Chicago Cubs and hit a single in his first at-bat.
They saw his dazzling glove and potential. And he has his first Major League hit. At 2:49 South Africa time, Gift Ngope has made history.
Tabiso Moseo, the sports journalist in Johannesburg. Tabiso, how big a deal is Gift Ngope's debut in Major League Baseball?
He is front page news here in South Africa, Carol, and it's unusual that a sporting story will be front page news in South Africa if it's not controversial or if it doesn't involve any corruption. But it's even more bizarre because it's a sport of baseball, which is a minority sport here in South Africa. A lot of people are starting to understand what Gift Ngope has done. A lot of people did not know who Gift Ngope was until about a day or two ago when he made history in the Major League Baseball. So it is a huge story. It is all over the newspapers. It is all over the radio stations. It is all over the TV stations. Even the sports minister here in South Africa has sent a message of congratulations to Gift Ngope and his family. And there's just a buzz here in South Africa that we haven't witnessed in a very long time.
It's interesting because if baseball is not very well known in South Africa, how did Gift get his start in the sport?
So how Gift started playing baseball was that Gift's family is from a province which is called Limpopo, which is 3 hours away from the city of gold, Johannesburg, where everybody goes in search of their dreams. And Gift's mother actually came to Johannesburg to come look for a job. And she found a job as a domestic worker at the Randburg Baseball Mets Club. And when she found the job, she went back home 3 hours away and she fetched Gift, who was about 3 years old at the time, and she got Gift to come and live with him at the quarters, at the back room of the baseball club where she worked as a domestic worker, which meant that she was cleaning, she was washing dishes, and she would cook at times. And that's how Gift was introduced to the sport of baseball. And we are told by the club that when he was as young as 3 or 4, he was already playing with the under-6s and under-7s because they could see that he could throw the ball and he had something special in him. And that's how Gift started. He was in that environment of the baseball club. And his brother also, Victor, who has now also been signed by the Pirates, also grew up in the back room of the baseball club. So it's an incredible story. And unfortunately, Gift's mother, Maureen, passed away in 2013, and she was unable to see him make his debut in Major League Baseball. From the Randburg Baseball Club, Gift started then playing for the junior national teams. He then went to trials in Italy, and that's where he was spotted by an MLB scout.
So what went through your head the other night when the Pirates beat the Cubs and Gift got his first base hit?
Well, we didn't even know that he was playing here in South Africa. Luckily for me, I've got a sports show. And in 2015, I actually managed to track Gift down when he was at Pittsburgh and managed to interview him and speak to him for the first time. It was the first time that many people here in South Africa had even heard about him when we spoke to him. And he was telling us how he was playing basically in the minor leagues and how he'd been at the Pirates since 2008 and how he was working his way up. It was not easy. He's just waiting for the call, and he's ready. And we didn't know that he was playing this Wednesday. We only found out actually from America that he'd actually played. And our people here in South Africa don't even understand the magnitude of what he did on the field of play when he hit the ball. And we just know that he hit the ball, but a lot of people don't understand what it means. We do know that the Pittsburgh Pirates won, beating the Chicago Cubs 6-5. That's what we understand. But everybody is just happy to see somebody that looks like them playing in Major League Baseball. Not only the first South African, Carol, but also the first African to go play Major League Baseball. And he's now got a lot of attention, and people are now starting to find out more about Gift Ngope and his younger brother, Victor.
And he got his first base hit in the fourth inning off of Cubs pitcher John Lester, who's a pretty well-known pitcher. But let's hear what Gift said in the locker room after getting that hit.
Stepping against Lester for the first time, I mean, knowing that he's, you know, been in the big leagues for a very long time and he's a good pitcher, and just getting a hit off him, it was a pretty awesome feeling.
Awesome. That's a good way to describe it. Tabiso, I know you have to go very soon and to do your own sports show. Are you going to be talking about Gift?
Oh, that's all that we're doing here, Carol. I've got two sports shows on two radio stations, and we've actually had to drive now to come to the province, which is 3 hours away from Johannesburg. This is where Gift grew up, and we are actually going to be speaking to his extended family. His uncle has agreed to speak to us. Even Gift is set to speak to us in the next hour on our show here on Power FM. And I think that this is a huge boost for the country. This is a huge boost for the province, because the province that Gift comes from, to put things into perspective, is probably one of the most disadvantaged communities in South Africa, probably one of the poorest provinces in South Africa. You know, a lot of people from there don't really make it out and be successful sports person. There are one or two, but for a kid to come from the province of Limpopo and to go make it in baseball, it is going to be a big boost for the sport here in South Africa, because already now kids are asking about this sport of baseball. It just gives us the feeling that we had, Carol, in 2010 when South Africa hosted the 2010 FIFA Soccer World Cup. You know, every kid wanted a soccer ball. Everybody wanted to play again. And I think that's what Gift has done for the country. I don't even think he realizes the impact that he's done. He's given hope to black people, you know, people that were oppressed before, people that were disadvantaged, that were never taught about baseball, even the popular sport that is soccer. Our black people didn't have the facilities. They didn't have the right coaching back in the days, because we were not allowed to be on the same field as the white people back in the days before Nelson Mandela came out of prison and he freed us from apartheid. So I think Gift is going to give hope to our new democracy, and is going to give hope to a lot of kids here in the black communities of South Africa.
Sports reporter Tabiso Moseya in Johannesburg, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.